You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Sundenstein. I am your host, Silas Sundenstein. Welcome. Today, I am talking about the new action comedy, Thelma. Now, action comedy is a little bit different than most. Usually, you think of Dwayne Johnson and actors like that, but this is a little different. This stars a 93-year-old woman, actor June Squibb, as Thelma Post. This is in real life, I'm actually not sure she's 93. She's around there. That's the character's name. This is a delightful film. I'm not going to be able to wander around that very much and get to my review at the very end here. It's a fun film. It's an action comedy in the sense that the chase of the film is happening on a little scooter that elderly people will drive around, elderly and people who have trouble moving and walking around fast will use. So that's the sense that it's an action film, but it's funny how they use it. Let me break down the film for you. This is a PG-13 film, a comedy action, 1 hour, 37 minutes, written and directed by Josh Margolin, who I got to hear talk about this after. I saw this opening night of SIFF, the Seattle International Film Festival. This was the opening night film, and some of the cast and the director were there, and got to hear from them. And it's kind of inspired by his real life grandmother. It stars June Squibb as Thelma Post, as I said. Fred Etchinger is Danny, the grandson. This hit me a little bit. Richard Roundtree, who passed away last year, this is actually his final film that you'll ever get to see him in. Richard Roundtree, if you look him up, if you don't know him, you've seen him forever. I believe he was the original Shaft. He is a great part as a friend to June in this, and goes on the adventure with her. Also as Parker Posey and Clark Gregg, Malcolm McDowell and Nicole Byer and Coral Pena. In the words of the film, Thelma Post is a 93-year-old grandmother who loses $10,000 to a con artist on the phone. With the help of a friend and his motorized scooter, she soon embarks on a treacherous journey across Los Angeles to reclaim what was taken from her. So it's definitely a modern movie with a modern feel. It's about, you know, scams that people get and the abuse on elderly to scare them and make them give up their money, because they maybe don't know better. They're not thinking straight. Attacks on the elderly, it's a horrible thing, but managed to make into a good comedy. So this journey, it's kind of a, you get to know June early on, Thelma early on in the film, and what's going on with her, how her relationship with her grandson and her daughter and father-in-law. It's son-in-law. Sorry, son-in-law. I think the pacing, wonderful. It's a good action film pacing, kind of comedically action. Again, there's no gun fights, though there's a scene about trying to get a hold of a weapon to get her money back. The comedy is just on point. It's great. It's a great family movie. It's a movie that you shouldn't be afraid to see with mom, dad, grandparents, kids. It is a family action film, and everybody, if you don't have a 93-year-old grandma with you or ever had one, you know elderly folks like this, and it's just really fun. It's easy to connect to. June playing Thelma, she is just delightful. She's a delightful woman. She's a wonderful actor. She, you know, and I saw seeing her in the talk after that Sif presented. It's she's a firecracker. She's great. I'm a fan of hers now. Just on the on its own there. They were. I mean, it's perfectly cast with her. And let's see, I'd say the three best things about this film, the writing, the story, and the actors. They carry it through. They have great chemistry, great timing. The ensemble on it is terrific. I think it was an excellent choice for the Seattle International Film Festival here in Seattle. If you're familiar with that at all, you know, this digresses a little from the review, but they've been opening a lot with very heavy dramas, and this was a comedy for the first time in a long time, maybe ever, who knows, that they haven't had a comedy to start off the festival, and it made a great night for that. They have food trucks, and it's networking opportunities if you're involved in movies in any side, from criticism to actors, directors. I saw a director there who may be leaning toward me for a part, so that was exciting. But it's such a it's like refreshing. There's so many serious films that play at these festivals that seeing something like this was nice and delightful. It got a spring in your step for the rest of the night. I was by myself. I didn't get a guest. It was just a press only pass. So it was nice being in a great mood after the film. Does the film have, I mean, yeah, there's some underlying messages about, don't abuse the elderly, right? It's, don't underestimate. I'd say if there's a lesson in the film, it's certainly don't underestimate the elderly just because they are elderly. It's respect your elders. We are often, the only limitations we have are the ones that we self-impose or we impose on others. People can still be capable just because their capacities may be diminished a little, right? We're still capable, and capacity is not the same thing. So I think there's lessons in there. It is a light comedy. So you, will you understand a greater connection to humanity from the film? I'm not sure. I think it might make you appreciate getting older a little bit. All the people in here were pretty fun and pretty good shape. I mean, you do realize that it's, you know, you're one fall away, one big fall away from disaster potentially as you get older. I think it's a film that I'm going to recommend for families, one of those safe entertainment. There's nothing per se wrong about it. It doesn't, I'm not sure it's in my upper echelon of films. What they did with it does have a little bit of a sense of an indie film still. So it feels a little bit independent, definitely a higher budget indie film, but and it's not one that everyone's going to want to see, but I certainly liked it more than a Madea. You know, people pretending to be elderly actually use someone of that age and actually be funny all the time. It's not a film that will harness any sequels. There will not be a whole series of these films, and that is fine. This is what it is, a good light film that you can enjoy. I will say, in my love it, like it, or lose it rating system, I'm going to give it a like it. I enjoyed it. I love it. It's not going to be a favorite film. I might even forget about it for a little bit. And then you're going to show me the trailer. I'm like, oh yeah, that was super fun. That was super fun. Like all comedies, it has a couple moments that are like, well, I'm not sure quite that's quite believable, but it's nothing more than you would expect. People in comedies make bad decisions. Things should be able to be solved a little quicker if the people weren't, you could say, dumb, right? A little bit. It's about, in comedies, you tend to, people overlook some easy solutions, you might say. So it does have that in a couple ways. I don't quite get how far things were when she was searching for where she needed to go to track down these people. The distance, I don't know that I totally would buy that you can't catch up with these people and find them on just a scooter. I know Los Angeles a little bit, not terrific. I'm not an expert. I couldn't drive an Uber there, right? But I think I would have caught up with them and figured out on the scooter where they were. So you got to let that go. You got to let that go, drift off in your head and be like, oh yeah, that's fine. I accept it. I'm just going to, it's a comedy. I'm going to go with it. But otherwise, it's a good film. It's enjoyable. Check it out. Again, a perfect choice for the Seattle International Film Festival as an opening night film. Thank you to them. Thank you for sponsoring me for the night to come and check it out. This was back in May, right? So got to see, this was an early screening of this. I believe this film also was a Sundance pick. So played in February in Sundance. So festivals like this film, you should like this film. Catch it when it comes out this weekend. Okay. And if not, it won't be in theaters forever. I mean, it's not bad. It's going to get a lot of matinee showings, I bet. But you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. So check it out. But in the meantime, hey, I want to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me on this film? Yes or no? Let me know in the comments what you thought about it if you saw this film. But until next time, thank you for listening, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.